Dwight Duncan is Ontario's new energy minister, and in a recent speech to business leaders in Toronto, he said his biggest challenge is to rebuild the province's capacity to provide power over the next 20 years. His government has promised to close coal-burning generating stations by 2007. In addition, all of the province's nuclear plants will reach the end of their natural lives by about 2020 unless they're refurbished. Government officials predict a huge energy shortfall unless decisions are made soon. And Duncan says that could mean more nuclear plants despite opposition from environmentalists.
Absolutely. There's a body of opinion in this province that I imagine would oppose any nuclear, and that'll be a debate if we decide to go down that path that we'll all have to engage in.
Atomic Energy of Canada, a federal government corporation, is pushing a $12 billion proposal to build four pairs of new nuclear reactors in Ontario over the next 20 years. Those plants would produce energy at a cost cheaper than natural gas-fired plants or wind energy. The problem is that they represent a new generation of reactors that use more enriched uranium than their predecessors. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.